This is an executive summary of DST Tenant Default and Vacancy Risk, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The income that makes a Delaware statutory trust attractive, the regular distributions a 1031 investor receives, comes from one source, tenants paying rent on the underlying property. That simple fact is also the source of one of a DST's most important risks. When a tenant stops paying, leaves, or fails to renew, the rent that funds your distributions can shrink or disappear, and because a DST is passive and illiquid, you cannot step in to fix the problem or sell your interest to escape it. Tenant default and vacancy risk is therefore central to understanding what you are buying. How severe the risk is depends heavily on the structure of the property. A single-tenant net lease building has concentrated, binary tenant risk, while a multi-tenant property spreads the risk across many leases. Lease terms, tenant credit, and the reserves a sponsor sets aside all shape the exposure, and diversifying across multiple DSTs can reduce it further. This guide explains how vacancies hit distributions, how single-tenant and multi-tenant risk differ, why lease term and tenant credit matter, how reserves act as a buffer, and how diversification reduces exposure. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.